Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and we're actually at Surfaces 2010 in the Centiva booth, and I'm here with Thomas Trissell, who is the president and owner. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Ken.
Sure. Thanks for having us here. I want to talk a little bit about the fact you do have a little bit of an accent. You're basically a German. You're here in this country. But, you know, a lot of people probably know Centiva, but for those that don't, your products, a majority of them are made right in Florence, Alabama, made in the USA. Is that correct?
Florence, Alabama, that's right. And first of all, Kemp, I would like to appreciate you coming here the second time in a row. Last year, we had a good interview, and we appreciate this. We're back here this year. We're back with new products. You're right, we manufactured this in Florence, Alabama, the majority of our product. We have three product series. It's the Event, the Contour, and the Victory series. The Contour and the Victory series is 100% made in Florence, Alabama.
And let's talk real quick, a couple things that I would definitely want to point out. When you look at your space here, I mean, you obviously are tuned in to what's going on color marketing group-wise. I'm seeing all these trend grays, which is the new, they say gray is the new in color. And, you know, you've got, I mean, people know you for your metallic look. Most of your products are PVC, I believe, vinyl-based. But, you have the edgy look, but you also have traditional looks, too. You have a nice wide range. And you've introduced this year a lot of new products, haven't you?
Absolutely. We, as you know, we had the product categories in Event, Contour, and Victory. We didn't change this. The product categories are still out there. Contour and Victory is 100% produced in Florence. We changed the sample books to wood, stone, and world options. We now have all wood products and all stone products, the products in one sample book. And world options is a combination of a world approach to vinyl flooring.
We talked about world options last year, but I think I'm told that you've got over 100 new products that you're introducing this year.
We show way over 100 products. In world options, I think we have not even reached the tip of the iceberg. We have not even started. If you look around and see some of the products we've shown in world options, one of them is to see on the other side of the booth. It's really interesting that we had a variety of good designers nationwide, but also internationally, who really liked our approach for the new Centiva.
Well, a lot of people might not know this, but a majority of your business is on the commercial side, but you come here, this is a retail show, but you come here because you have some really good relationships with a lot of the retailers, don't you?
I do believe that we have never really paid emphasis on one or the other. Our product is durable. Yes, our home is the commercial side, but we have quite a few nice jobs and specification in the higher residential side. Absolutely.
We cover you guys a lot in Floor Focus magazine, and I believe in our next issue we're actually showing a high school in Atlanta where your flooring was put in. So on the commercial side, I mean, you're used in healthcare, and what are some of the sectors you're in?
We're actually in the sectors from healthcare over education, higher education, very, very important for us. We are in corporate, but especially also in retail. And did I mention healthcare? Healthcare very important for us.
Yeah. Okay. And let's talk about there's been some rumors out there that you actually might be for sale. Now, let's address that.
I could answer with everything is in general for sale. It's just a question of, you know, what the dollar sign is. But Kemp, you know me. I built this business since 1996. I'm not driven by trends and by financial greed. I do believe that the hardcore of Centiva is the core, is the principles we're working from. In order to answer you that question, I'm thinking of partnerships. Have always thought about this. Always flattered if people come and wanted to have a stake of Centiva. But at this point, I have to tell you, we're really focusing on selling our floor tile, making sure that, you know, we do this wisely and make it the right way. 2009 was tough for us, but it was not tough that, you know, we had to question to go other routes. We were very, very, very surprised by the amount of increase in sample requests from all over the country. In a time where other people laid people off, we actually hired, and we hired a tremendous amount of new good salespeople. And we're going not just in the urban parts of the cities, we're going all over the country and hiring more salespeople. And I think that will contribute to a better and bigger Centiva in the future.
Well, Actually, I can tell you that you and I are alike in certain ways because we're extremely intense around success. And I know that you, you know, you sometimes call me at 10 o'clock at night to talk to me, and I'm the same way. I'm up and I'm working, so we do share that. One of the things we haven't covered yet is your whole green message. You know, a lot of people, there's a lot of myths out there about vinyl and the fact that it's not a green product, but actually the inverse is true. You guys have a tremendous program. You have no waste. You've invested in your own plants as far as the amount of energy you use. Talk a little bit about that.
We have indeed started 3 years ago to go away from a greenwash approach to look in the mirror and really make things work. You know, I hired a few people for this. We made a dedication. I want to repeat that there are befriended people from the carpet industry down in Georgia who were inspiration to us, and we appreciate this. Again, we have not even reached the tip of the iceberg here as well. You're absolutely right. We have done and accomplished many, many things, especially in the waste factor, in the way we are approaching the material, the procedures with our people. We are now roughly 100 people in Florence, and the ones who are outside Florence selling for us, and everybody is being asked to contribute to this. And it takes a long story, a long time to really explain the details. And people who have been recently in our factory will see what we have done. And I, by the way, you know, welcome you again to come to Florence, because it's a while ago since you have been with us.
You're right on the water there, and you just recently had a son, I believe.
No, so
you,
I have a girl.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
a daughter.
I have a girl,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, Thomas, I appreciate you letting us come to your booth and talk to you here at Surfaces, and wish you have a great show at this. We're the first.